Our scripture readings today, first one is 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And Matthew 9:37-38. Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for those who are listening by podcast that you would touch. Lord, let it be a word that blesses them, that heals, that sends deliverance. And we thank you for it. Bless those who are here. Touch our hearts to receive your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Okay, I'm a little hot this morning. I'm already sweating. I'm like, whoo. So I got a little lost in the prayer because I got a little hot. So y'all bear with me this morning. But today I want to talk from the topic labor in love. I know we always say, oh, it was a labor of love. But today I want to talk about how we labor in love, how we labor showing love in the labor that we do, the work that we do, being the body of Christ, how we labor, but we do it with love. We show love to each other. I know it's a topic I like to talk about, but you know what? God loves us. Amen. And that's all he's requiring of us, is that we love each other. He says, love your neighbor. Amen. As yourself. So that's what I want to talk about today. I was thinking about this scripture that I'm going to read here in a minute, but when I ran for city council, I used this scripture kind of as my mandate. It's kind of one I shared, and I didn't care that it was city because I feel like God was leading me. So I used the scripture on my posters or whatever. But anyway, in the scripture, it says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Let's pray for more laborers. And that's what we need today. We need more laborers. There's plenty of work for us to do. There's plenty of places for us to show love. There's plenty of jobs for us to do in this city alone, our community. But in this world, there's so much for us to do. There's just not enough of us doing it. We all need what can I do? What can I do to show love to my neighbor? What can I do to show love to my community? What can I do to show love to my church? What can I do to my family? Those family members that get on my nerves. What can I do? Did you guys hear how I slipped that in? Those family members that get on your nerves. What can you do to show love to them? What can we do? What labor can I show? What can I do? So that's what I want to talk about today. And I'm not saying that you don't, because you guys, like I just said, you guys are pretty amazing in the work that you do. But I just want to encourage your heart to keep going with it, to know that we there's always a need for us to labor in love. There's always a need. So that scripture that I was talking about, it's from Matthew 9:37-38. And it says, then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into the harvest. And he's just saying we need to pray, but we need to get about his business. Get about mom. I can hear my mom. That's something she would say. You need to get about God's business. You need to get about his business and showing love to each other and showing kindness and peace, you know, and showing his love, showing people that there is a God and he really does love us. How will they know unless we tell them? That's our labor. It's not hard, you know, and sometimes it is hard work, but it's more that we show God's love. We show his love to our community. There's no reason for us to be on Facebook fighting with someone about any topic. You know, I see it, not necessarily this church, but I see it. And I'm like, you should be telling them, let's pray about this situation. And I know that sounds naive, but I also know that prayer works. And why would you want to bring a shame? You call yourself a Christian. Why would you want to bring a shame to God on Facebook fighting with someone about some topic? Who knows, whatever. Instead, tell them, God loves you. Let's pray about this. We may not agree, but let's pray about it. You know, or don't come in at all. That always works also. Just don't. But I wanted to just encourage you today to think about it. Think about the situations you may be in. Are you representing God in it? Are you showing God's love in it? Are you laboring in his love? Working to show his love? Are you working to uplift someone? Working at it to be a blessing to others? I know it sounds naive. It does when I say it. I know the world is kind of crazy, but it works. It works when we labor, work hard. I work so hard at trying to be good, to be a good person, to show people that God is real, to not hurt. And when I hurt someone, it's hard on me because I don't want them to see that. I don't want them to feel hurt. I want them to know that God is love. God loves them. And that I walk in his love. And that's all I'm encouraging all of us. I never get it all right. We never do. We're all human. But to just be working at it, at showing his love, showing how wonderful God is, leading people to him when they have problems. Try God. But things are going on. Let's pray about it. We all can pray with someone. Let's pray about it. Colossians, it's kind of a guide. Colossians 3, 12 through 14. It's kind of a guide of kind of how we can show and labor in his love. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, with kindness, with humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you have a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Paul is telling us, labor to show humility, labor to show compassion. Sometimes it is hard. Sometimes you just don't like them, or they did something to you and it's kind of hard. You don't want to do it. Have you ever been through that? I know you guys have, because I have. God says, bless that person. And you say, but God, they weren't nice to me. I don't really want to do it. That's where the labor comes in. I don't really want to be a blessing to them. And that's just honest. I don't want to. But he says, labor in showing compassion, labor in showing kindness. Sometimes it is hard to be kind to someone who's really hurt you, or to someone you see hurting other people, or whatever it is, whatever the reason. Sometimes it is hard. But he's saying, labor to show that love, to show compassion, to show humility, to show love, to show his love. Above all of it, he's saying, show his love to people. Show them that he loves them and that you love them. And it can be a labor, but that's what we're talking about today. It's Labor Day, right? Because we're going to work to show God's love. We're going to work to bring everyone in to his love, into his love. We're going to labor to do that. Gentleness and patience. Patience is a big one. Sometimes we just get so irritated with people when they don't do what we want them to do. You ever been there? When they don't do what you want them to do, you get so impatient. Oh, I just can't work with them. Oh, you get huffy. I can't. I just can't do it. But no, God says labor to show patience. Labor to show that kindness that we need. We're all different, right? We all have different lived experiences. We do things our way, don't we? We have some things. I need it to be my way. I do it my way. This is how I do it, you know. But no, he's saying labor to show compassion, labor to be considerate, to compromise, to understand that, okay, although we do it differently, that doesn't make your way wrong. We've got to labor to think about your fellow man, your fellow congregant. Labor to think about that. I came from a church, and it's not just me, and I was thinking about it this morning. A church that's 100 years old, you've had church mess, That's what my mom called it. Church mess. What is that? That's when half of the church is on this side and they're chit-chatting and talking about someone. Half the church is over here. No, but we're all here to show God's love. We have different lived experiences. We just do. And so we see things different. We were raised different. We see things. We come from other churches. We bring all that baggage. We just have to be considerate and know that sometimes it's not always going to always go our way. And be open to show God's love. Labor to show God's love. Even when it's hard, when you don't agree with it, when you don't get your way, when the compromise goes more towards the other side. We have to labor to show that love anyway, to continue to show God's love. Is it still up there? No. To show humility. I just want to read them one more time. Compassion, kindness, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness. And then I'll move on. But I just needed to make sure I got that in there. Forgiveness. People do hurt us sometimes. But it might be a labor in love to show forgiveness. Because God, you know she did that to me. God, she stepped on my toe and it hurt and I don't want to let it go. I don't. But he's saying, forgive. Even if it's a labor, forgive. We have to labor to do it. Forgive, to let it go. And he'll help you. Because it's not as simple as he stepped on my toe. That's one we could probably get over, right? Sometimes, unless they scratch your nail polish or whatever, and you need to keep, you know. But seriously, sometimes it's a deep hurt. But he will help you. That's the labor part. Then you have to work. God, if you have to get up every day, help me to forgive, God. Help me. Help me to let it go. Help me not to walk in anger and bitterness, because that's what unforgiveness turns into, bitterness. And then you know what happens? Nobody really wants to be around you. Am I right? When someone's always bitter, no one really wants to be around you. You know, you do one thing, You know, someone says the wrong, and it's not even the wrong thing. They're just, you know, they're just being themselves, and you jump on them, Get out of here. You angry and bitter. The word that comes from unforgiveness so often. So we have to labor to let that go. Ask God, help me. I know. That's one. That's why I try to be so transparent with you guys, because I'm not telling you anything that I don't have to fight with, that I don't have to work at. There are things, people who've done awful things to me. And I'll see them, and I have to ask God, help me to let it go. I don't want to carry it around. I don't want to be bitter. I want people to see me and say, oh, she's so joyful today. David doesn't know how much that blessed me last week, because I was like, I really was joyful, and I am again this morning. So that blesses me. I want you to know there's joy in the Lord. But if I'm bitter and if I'm full of unforgiveness, I can't show you that. I can't guide you to that, hey, I'm joyful, and you can be too. It comes from him. His joy is my strength. If anyone follows me on Facebook, I have a big picture of that. His joy is my strength. That's where I get my strength from. I don't get strength from being bitter. That takes away. That takes away from me. So I'm moving on, because I think I got caught up in that one. Yes, I see the time. I'm sorry. But I feel that. I feel that for us. 1 John. Is that where I'm at? Did I forget? No. Where am I? Peter. 1 Peter 4:8. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. And that's just it, what I was talking about. If you walk in his love, it'll cover over all of those things that you're having a hard time letting go. His love will cover that. It covers a multitude of sins. It covers over the people who make you angry. It covers over your own shortcomings, your own faults. It covers over that. His love. So he says, above all, love. And if it has to be a labor, it's a labor in love. But above all, love. Amen. I needed an amen on that one. Matthew 5:44-45. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. This is one, I kind of use this scripture when people said, aren't you upset that you had cancer, or, you know, you went through this trauma or whatever it was? And I said, no, I'm really not, because God is a God that he rains on the just and the unjust, is what it says in the King James, but it says the righteous here. But that means he's God, and he knows what he's doing. So I know he's going to take care of me, so I'm okay. So I'm not going to say, but God, whoever is, they're doing this and this and this and this, and you let this happen to me? He said, no, don't worry about them. Don't worry about them at all. Worry about yourself. I'm going to take care of you. He said, I rain on the just as well as the unjust, or the righteous as well as the unrighteous. I rain on them. I love everybody, you know? So have you ever been like telling God, get them, God? Have you ever done that? God, she did this to me. Get them. And he says, I love everybody. I love everybody, even those who hurt you. He loves them. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. So that's why it's good for us to not think of it like that, because we don't really want God to get them, do we? Maybe. No, we don't want God to really get them. We just want to feel better, and you feel better in him. You feel better in him. But that's why whenever I'm doing any work for him, I honestly don't care what anyone else is doing. It's a lesson I had to learn, but I honestly could care less what anyone else is doing, because that's my labor for him. So if I'm the only one, and I'm the only one picking up books at the end of service, or picking up paper or whatever it is, I'm doing it unto the glory of God. I'm doing it for him. I'm laboring in him. Many times I've been the only one up doing, and I really don't think about it. And people will ask me, and I say, well, I don't think about it. So I really don't think about it, because this is for God. It's my work to him. So I don't think about it. So I encourage you. You may be working and it seems like you're the only one doing it, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, because he's going to bless you. My testimony is always, people would say that about my siblings. Now, my siblings actually were very helpful, but you can't see it. You can see me because I was with my parents, but they were very helpful to me during that time. But people would ask me, do you hate that you're the only one helping them? And I said, I don't think about it. I'm going to care for him, and it doesn't really matter what anybody else does. If nobody else does anything, I'm going to do what God called me to do. And that's what we have to do. Don't be concerned with what anyone else is doing. Don't worry about it. You do what he called you to do. And that's how you please him. You please God by doing what you, and not comparing yourself to anyone else. Oh, but she does this and she's doing that. Don't worry about what she's doing. Concern yourself with what you do for him. And know that all you do, you're doing it unto his glory, unto his honor, and not be concerned. That's what starts jealousy, you know, and he really doesn't want us to walk in jealousy. We all have. We all have. I'll just say it for all of us. We all have. But we don't really want to walk in jealousy. You know, just be, you know, pray for them and do what you're supposed to do. Do your, walk your walk. You do it all to the glory and honor of God. That's another amen, isn't it? Amen. Yes. Final scripture today. 1 John 4:11. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. And that's my command for this week. That's my blessing for this week. My request that you kind of just meditate on that scripture this week, that we love one another. Through all of it, we labor. If it's a labor, if there's some people you love that you need to love, but it's a labor to love them, labor in love. Take it, work that thing out, pray about it, seek God's face for it, and ask him to help you. Help me to love her. I always share that. I ask him when there's someone that, excuse me, someone that gives me a hard time, that I have a hard time working with or whatever, I ask him, show me how to be a blessing to them so that I cannot carry that anger, that hurt, whatever it is. Show me how to be a blessing. Allow me to show them love. And mean it. Not, you know, I talked about killing them with kindness, you know. Not like that, because we don't want to kill them. We really don't. We don't want to kill them. We want to show them love. So as I'm closing this today, I want you to just think about this week. How do you labor in love? How can you labor in love? Amen. Amen. Before I pray, I wanted to also encourage everyone to come back next week. I have something for you guys, so I won't say it. I want it to be a surprise, but I want you all to come back if you can next week. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise today for your mercy and grace and your love. We thank you, God, Lord, that we can labor in love, that we can love each other. We thank you, God, that we can lay aside all of the issues, God, and walk in your love and show your love to our church and to our community and to our family. We thank you, God, that we're your vessels. We're who you use to show your love to this world. And so we say thank you. Use us, God, to show your love. We give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory today. You're so worthy and wonderful and loving. We thank you. Lord, we do pray for our prayer list again. Each person, prayer, face by face, person by person, God. Meet them, each one at their point of need. If it's healing, if it's deliverance, God, work it out for them. And we thank you for it. We give you all of the praise. And for those homebound residents, God, Lord, that you would truly give them peace at this time. Give them comfort at this time. Let them know you are there. You will never leave them. You will never forsake them. We thank you and give you praise, give you honor, give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.